Yeah, this is Dr. Epstein. Continuing a dictation regarding Lisa Frampton, Frampton. On 313. Miss Saif, S-A-I-F, documented says hundreds of pages, this report. Okay, we'll leave that out. Oh, that's why. On 11/8, quote, that doctor wants to rule out RSD. Patient states that the surgery was 7 months ago. Patient states she looked up and states that she feels she has 75% of symptoms, including discoloration, painful burning, tender pain to touch. Patient states it's difficult for her to go down and upstairs. Okay, past medical history. Rotator cuff repair in 1998. Cervical fusion, 1/14/14. Ankle surgery for tendon tear, 3/20/22. Knee surgery, 9/15/23, 2000 miscarriage, currently has a right knee torn meniscus, alcohol and drug use, none, family psychiatric history denies, family psychiatric history denies, substance abuse, alcoholism in one of her sisters, and another sister died of breast cancer. Social history, 3 children, son in Texas, divorced since 2011, current medications, lamotrigine 200 milligrams daily, clonazepam 0.5 milligrams PRN, valoxidone of 40 milligrams daily, and gabapentin of varying doses, mental status exam, casually dressed, cooperative, good eye contact, mood, anxious, affect congruent to mood, overwhelmed, helplessness, hopelessness, denies suicidal ideation, denies homicidal ideation, no auditory visual hallucinations, no paranoia or delusions. Frustrated, alert and oriented to person, place, and time, insight and judgment, fair, intermittent crying spells. My impression is that she meets criteria for major depressive disorder, recurrent, moderate, not psychotic. Okay. some increase in okay, detailed history of ankle above. Some increase in anxiety predicted with stressors. Some patients do not return to baseline psychiatrically prior to regarding, okay, the detailed history of ankle surgery is stated above. Some increase in anxiety, which is predictable with stressors. Since patient did not return to baseline psychiatrically prior to ankle surgery, I believe her medical regimen is still causally related to previous surgery and not current family issues. The physical exam is the mental status exam. She has no ability to work full or light duty. Restrictions are related to depression are temporary, not permanent. Regarding the cover letter, one, list and summary are provided. List and summary of provided medicals, work restriction requested on revised 822-23 allegations, past medical history outlined, did not elicit inconsistencies between medical records and verbal communication, meets criteria for MDD by DSM-5, so continued therapy and med management is clinically appropriate, guidelines followed, recommend psychotherapy every 1 to 2 weeks for 45 minutes, and medication re-eval monthly for 6 more months. Then reevaluate. She is under specialty care. Consider increased lamotrigine or augment with Rexulti or Vraylar. Doubt can return to previous functioning. Would require vocational assessment. Full duty, not able to. I doubt can be at work physically, but this would have to be evaluated by someone with a different specialty. Restrictions regarding depression, a temporary 6 to 12 more months at least. Okay, and then I certify that this report is a full and truthful representation of my professional opinion with respect to the claimant's condition in accordance with WCL Section 12 NYCRR 300.2D4E. I further certify that no person or entity has caused, directed, or encouraged me to submit a report that differed substantially from my professional opinion, and that I have reviewed this report and attest to its accuracy.